Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Gary Innes. He's a Republican running for the state Senate, and the district is it's the Norfolk and Plymouth district. Been a little bit of reconfiguration there. Gary, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Christine, thank you very much for having me.
You know, it's interesting. On your political literature, you talk about it's time for some common sense and new ideas on Beacon Hill. Tell me what your three biggest changes or ideas or agendas would be if you got to the seat.
Well, number one, my biggest concern currently is parental involvement in the schools. I put something together about that. I believe that parents should have a right to be involved in the public school curriculum. Not the final decision shouldn't be made by the school committee, nor the superintendent, nor the Department of Secondary Education, which is K through 12. I think the parents absolutely need to know about critical race theory, and they have to understand how that is being incorporated into the schools. Are they for it? Are they against it? And that information needs to be produced. Also, in relationship to schools, Christine, I think you've probably seen a little bit. I know my Facebook followers are familiar with this, but I'm a big proponent of the South Shore Vocational School in Hanover. And my concern there is they only have 650 students are currently attending. That school services Hanover, Nowell, Scituate, Hanson, Whitman, Rockland, and Abington. So, for instance, Marshfield, which is where you're based, and also Pembroke, the students in those towns will no longer be able to go to the VOTEC in probably the next year or so because they don't have the capacity. So my worry is that if you're an eighth grader and you're in Marshfield or you're in the Pembroke area and you want to go to the VOTEC school, you won't be able to do so. So to me, that's a huge issue. I've been in touch with school superintendent Tom Hickey, and he's applying for a grant to upgrade the school septic system. If we upgrade the septic system, we can start taking down building after building. It's all a one-story complex right now and then turn it to a two-story complex. The world that we live in needs people to do things. We're great at training kids to take MCAS tests, but we're not so great at teaching them job skills. And my worry is when you get out at 18, you don't have the job skills. For instance, the HVAC program over at the VOTEC is fabulous. They go right into automatic jobs, the electrical program, computer information tech system there, automotive. And so the third item I guess I would want to address, since you asked me to do three and my time is probably getting close, is I do support the police. I think they need to be properly funded. I'm against any of the discussion that goes on in Beacon Hill as far as defunding the police. I believe police need to be properly funded and properly respected. I'm against government mandates, which would be my fourth issue, and that I believe that all businesses are essential. And as far as small business, I believe that small businesses should get free tax help and free legal aid. Those are the tax collectors for us. Small businesses collect the taxes. They send the money to Beacon Hill. Beacon Hill does nothing sending back help, no money to small businesses. It's a one-way street. In my opinion, that needs to end. No. So hopefully I touched a couple of different issues for you, Christine.
Absolutely. And, you know, and if people want to find out more about your candidacy and events and things like that, do you have a website and or a Facebook page that they can go to?
I do. Thank you very much for asking me. My website is my name, Gary Innes. That's G-A-R-Y. Innes for statesenate.com, and my Facebook page is the same thing. It's Gary Innes for State Senate on my Facebook page. I do have an event coming up February 25th, a fundraiser at the American Legion Hall in Hanover from 7 to 9. That's February 25th, fundraiser at American Legion Hall, 7 to 9. I will be speaking, and I've got four courageous activists will also be speaking. So it'll be a fun time. And Christine, you've been so kind to let me on your show today. Any additional questions you have? Do we get to the 4 minutes? I know you've got everything.
I've got everything.
You got to run.
We've got the traffic and weather. We must get to those, but we appreciate you joining us this morning. Again,
you're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Call my boss.
No, you're awesome.
Thank you.
No, you're awesome. You guys are awesome. I love WATD. It's all I listen to now is WATD and 1510 WMEX. So I'm going to let you go. God bless America.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Gary Innes, candidate for State Senate.